We invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by the Reverend Bob Geckler on May 19th, 2024 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida. The title is A Big Birthday.
Our second scripture reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, and continues in chapter 16. When the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this, so that when the time comes, you will remember that I warned you. I did not tell you this at first, because I was with you. Now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, where are you going? Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief. But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. The Gospel of our Lord. Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Pentecost, the day celebrated as a remembrance of Jesus sending his Holy Spirit to dwell in and with his disciples. It is often seen as the start of the church as we understand it, the birthday of the church. Not the church of Wesley, Calvin, Knox, Luther, Stone, or any of the other reformers or leaders of the church, but rather the church universal, the church with Jesus Christ alone as its head. I don't particularly like the reference of Pentecost being the birthday of the church, because I think the church traces itself back to Jesus' time among us, preaching and teaching his gospel message. As Jesus said in Matthew 16, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." That church that Jesus envisioned was under construction, in a sense, even then. Regardless of how we see Pentecost, it was and still is an important event in celebration of the church. Pentecost can be both a very inspiring day and a rather confusing and even frightening day. Maybe even more so for us in this day and age. We don't talk a whole lot about spirits. And I think for some folks, the idea of spirits is just too otherworldly to consider. That the Pentecost story often includes references to speaking in tongues can be more than some folks can handle. and is certainly something outside of the traditions many of us grew up in. If you remember our reading last Sunday, just before Jesus ascended up to heaven, he promised his disciples that he would send the Holy Spirit to them. He then directed them to return to Jerusalem and stay there until they received the Holy Spirit. There is good reason for this. Pentecost comes 50 days after Easter, the resurrection. The resurrection comes just after the Jewish Sabbath following Passover. 50 days after Passover comes the Jewish festival Shavuot, the festival of the first fruits of the grain harvest. Devout Jews of that day would make the journey to the temple in Jerusalem to celebrate and observe that festival. The account of Pentecost in the book of Acts tells us that there were many people in the crowd that day in Jerusalem from a wide and diverse area. People of many different cultures and speaking many different languages. That this was the day God chose to send the Holy Spirit was not just by chance. No doubt God knew it was a perfect time to have a huge impact on this large gathering. Remember, this was not just a large gathering of miscellaneous people. It was a diverse gathering of faithful Jews in town for a holy day. These were people who may not yet have encountered anything about Jesus, but were nonetheless believers in God. Can you imagine the scene? It's 9 o'clock in the morning. People are milling about when suddenly this huge sound of wind comes along. Tongues of fire appear and rest upon the heads of the disciples. That would scare me. I find it interesting that the Spirit came and the appearance was tongues of fire, not the dove we so often associate with the appearance of the Spirit, such as on the beautiful red pyramids. The appearance through fire is powerful. It conveys strength and almost a sense of awe, where the dove conveys more of a sense of peace and calm. This appearance of fire is somewhat reminiscent of the story in the book of Exodus when God spoke to Moses through a bush that looked to be burning, but was not consumed by the fire on Mount Horeb. God's incredible power to use a force that could be destructive to bring forth a positive message. That fire that Moses saw certainly got his attention, and those tongues of fire, along with a sound of powerful rushing wind, got attention that Pentecost day in Jerusalem. Both events mark turning points in the relationship with God. On Mount Horeb, it was God revealing his presence to Moses and calling him to lead the Jewish people out of Egyptian slavery. God put that mantle of leadership upon Moses. So many years later, it was God, through the Holy Spirit, making his presence known to the disciples and to those gathered in Jerusalem, marking a beginning of their ministry without Jesus physically by their sides, sending them out to begin their mission and placing that mantle of leadership that mantle of ministry upon them and upon those who would follow in their footsteps. Jesus tried, perhaps as much as he could, to prepare his disciples for this day, as we heard in our gospel reading from John. Could any mortal really be made ready for that Pentecost event? Tongues as of fire, people speaking clearly languages they didn't know before that day. It is surely a lot to comprehend. The account of Jesus telling the disciples about the counselor or advocate, depending on the translation, comes before the events of Holy Week and the crucifixion. So the promise of the Holy Spirit coming to guide them must have seemed odd. Perhaps, why? You are here with us, Lord. Did they believe that Jesus was going to die and leave them? Regardless, he was preparing them for what was to come and for the ministry they would soon have placed upon them. Jesus knew it would not be easy, but tried to assure them that the Spirit would be with them, that with the Spirit, they will be guided in God's eternal truth. And so will we. Jesus told them that same Spirit will prove what's right and wrong, sin versus righteousness. The world will be judged for failing to believe in him and for not following him. So much to take in. I'm sure those poor disciples must have been bewildered, with their heads spinning with all that Jesus was telling them about what was to come. It's hard for us to comprehend, and we have heard the whole story. Jesus told them, "I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For us, like those disciples, it takes time to grasp all that Jesus has to say, perhaps our entire lifetime, no matter how long it takes. The Holy Spirit Jesus sent on that Pentecost day is with us still and always. Let that Spirit enter your hearts and minds and dwell within you. God will not let you down. Amen." Please be with me again in prayer. Lord God, understanding the idea of the Holy Spirit can be difficult for us, and accepting that Spirit into us can be even more challenging. Help us to be open to all the Spirit brings and calls us to in every part of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You have heard a sermon delivered on May 19, 2024 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida by the Reverend Bob Geckler. The title was A Big Birthday. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.